Echo and Harper Audio present Field Music, poems by Alexandria Hall. This is the author. For my parents. Cowbird. All of this damage is already done. The meadows inflamed and gone blonde with rash goldenrod. Nothing ever stays where it ought. Runoff dragged into the river by summer rains from shit-covered fields, my thickly perfumed Vermont. The morning glories creep up the shafts of the garden vegetables, their seductive curls choking out my small plot. Sometimes we can't see the dangers we feed, that we nurture, like the warbler who cares for the cowbird planted in her nest, a deep and doubling hunger fed as the nestlings starve in their crowded bowl. I know I'm not invited. I want to love something, not to open my mouth like the long, smooth flower of a ravenous weed. 1. Travel narrative. There was too much moon over the night in Middlebury, so I put a man's face in front of it, and then I loved that man. There was too much hair soaked in sweat along the trails in Galicia, so I cut off my head and put a man's face in front of it, and then my love poured out like water over a copper bust, or the rain along the trails in Galicia, where I cut off my head and kept walking. There were too many monuments pouring water over their copper busts, a verdigris rain on the fountain of the Hamburger Rathaus. Too much to remember, so I kept walking, learning the names of too many monuments. I wanted to go home. I do remember the Hygieia fountain at the Hamburger Rathaus. Remember there were too many shadows, and they changed too often. Remember I wanted to go home, which was a shadow, so I didn't. On beauty. He ran out of propane, and the cold licked the trailer like a dog with a hurt paw. Paw, my brother would have called him, if I'd had a brother, if I'd have been him, had he been at all. All night, the whimpering hills. Transmission on the trucks broke. Winter pushes my father and his home and his froze-up pipes and piles of scrap to a grater and grates. These gift basket ideas solve little. Awful nice of ya, wheezes Pa. Sometimes my brother speaks through me. How's the new beau? He coughs. He took me to the city, I says. And we went to the Met, and I loved the Picassos and Degas, and when he watched me stumble over a Cezanne, he says it's challenging. So I stood there all night trying to meet that messy landscape's glance, massaging its junk, snapping its bra, growling lowly in its ear, baring my teeth. I will not back down from the challenge of the beautiful, but like my brother, I study it as a battlefield. Learn its ins and outs until I feel it, real as the rough brown wool of my grandmother's crochet owl that still hangs on my father's wall amidst the howling, where winter is a tunnel, and what's beautiful is as easy as spotting the light, spotting the deer in the field. Field music. Ringing out the wind chimes, the night leaves a hole for a spotlight. And my hands callous over the goats singing. Somebody killed my cat, not in the way Dad made the sheep click. You know, I've got half a mind to have you, hot as a salamander, foul as a skid steer. I ain't chicken. I saw Cat Baloo, the horse that fell through the ceiling.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?